These days, a film can be screened at film festivals galore, but not so if you wish to see it in a theater after its official opening. This directly mirrors the business of show business, 2018 style. Clearly, a film will earn more dollars if it arrives directly on Netflix or in a similar non-theatrical venue. And this certainly is the case if the film in question is more about issues and feelings rather than teen-oriented coming-of-age tales or violence-oriented actioners. Take, for example, The Land of Steady Habits, the latest from writer-director Nicole Holofcener. Now, given its storyline, one cannot imagine moviegoers of any age lining up and shelling out big bucks to see it in movie houses. Its central character is Anders, played by Ben Mendelsohn, a middle-class 21st century American who is drowning in his middle age. A sadness, a loneliness, looms over him. He is long divorced, and life for him is nothing more than endless, pointless working and commuting. He really has no close friends, and he is interested in connecting more with young people than with any of his peers. So to him, the word happy is non-existent. The story is set at Christmas time, yet there is nothing merry about any aspect of Anders's life. The Land of Steady Habits is like other Nicole Holofcener films in that it offers portraits of individuals who are not fundamentally evil, but who still are psychologically damaged and helpless. So the bottom line is that it is not the kind of film that will draw in masses of viewers on a Saturday night at the mall or even the art house. And it is understandable that The Land of Steady Habits comes straight to Netflix. It was screened on Netflix literally 2 days after playing the Toronto International Film Festival. Plus, The Land of Steady Habits is not Holofcener's best film. Far from it. Far more preferable are two of her more recent titles, Enough Said, from 2013, and Please Give, released in 2010. By the way, Enough Said is proof positive that the late James Gandolfini was not only capable of playing Tony Soprano. And in a trivia note, Edie Falco, also of The Sopranos fame, appears here as Anders' ex-wife. But the bottom line is that The Land of Steady Habits is not the kind of film that will be a must-see at the local mall or even the local art house. And so there it is, heading straight from the festival circuit to the home video venue.